Tamika. Tamika. I was 3 years old, and I was sitting on a playground. My back was to my dad as he was calling my name. Tamika. Tamika. And as my dad kept calling my name, at one point he had to think one of two things. Either one, I was ignoring him, or two, I couldn't hear him. You see, I have an older brother, his name is Kenyon, and my mom and dad had just gone through testing and found out that he was born with a hearing disability. And then I have a middle sister, her name is Taja, and I always say she's the perfect one because every single thing about her is perfect. And then there was me. At 3 years old, I had no idea what it meant to have a hearing disability. A couple years later, I got fitted into these big, bulky hearing aids. I still didn't know what it meant to have a hearing disability. Well, my father played in the NBA. He played for 11 years for the Milwaukee Bucks, New Jersey Nets, Philadelphia 76ers, and the Los Angeles Clippers. So needless to say, we moved around a whole lot. But it was when we finished, my dad finished playing in the States, and we moved overseas to Italy for a year. And I always say I was in first grade when that happened. I say that was the last year that I realized that I wasn't different than everybody else. You see, we lived in Italy for a year, and then we moved back to the States, and we moved down to Texas. And when we moved to Texas, I was in second grade. And I remember every single day going to school. My brother, my sister, and I, we would walk to school. And then when we got to school, we'd go in. And every single day, I got made fun of. I got made fun of for the hearing aids. I got made fun of for the way that I talked, for the way that I looked. I was taller than everybody. And a lot of the kids didn't know that Italy was not actually out of space, but part of the world. Every single day. And every single day I remember walking home from school, my brother and my sister in front of me, tears coming down my face. And I would walk home and I'd be the last one and I would slam the door as hard as I could. And I would beg my mom, please, please don't make me go back. I'll do anything you want for the rest of my life. I'll wash dishes, I'll wash clothes, I'll even fold them if you want. For the rest of my life. And every single day, my mom would wipe my tears. And she would say, honey, I can't let you give up every single day. Well, I remember one day in particular, I woke up and I said, today's gonna be a good day. And as I was brushing my teeth, today's gonna be a good day. And as I was getting ready to go to school, I just kept saying, today is going to be a good day. And as we walked to school, today is going to be a good day. And I walked through those doors, and as soon as I walked into school, I got made fun of. And as you guys can imagine, when somebody tells you you can't do something, or when somebody makes fun of you for something that you did, your shoulder drop. And for me, I tried to make myself as invisible as I possibly could. I went through the whole day getting made fun of left and right, left and right. And that day, I kept thinking about, but today was supposed to be a good day. And as we walked home past this tall field of grass, my brother and my sister in front and I just stopped. And I took one hearing aid out, put it in my hand. I took the other hearing aid out, put it in my hand. I turned, and I threw those hearing aids as far as I possibly could. Well, we got home, and I forgot to tell you my routine. Every single day we get home, what do? You do your homework, you have a snack, and then you get ready for whatever sports or whatever whatever we had to participate in. Well, it was softball season. So we got home, did our homework, had our snack, got ready to go to softball practice. Well, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I know I look dressed up today, but I grew up a tomboy, and I definitely grew up trying to get as dirty as I possibly could. And I love when Miss Cheryl talked about like girls being invited, because in my mind, girls can do whatever boys can do, if not better. Sorry, guys. So this is who I am. Well, after practice, during practice first, my coach learned that I didn't like to be put in a box. So he put me in left field. How many of you guys know where left field is? Softball, baseball. Okay. He put me in left field. But what he learned really fast about that box, I figured out how to play left field, center field, and right field at the same time. That's not what my coach said. So then my coach put me in as the catcher. And once again, got the catcher and I slide in, because you know you got to make it look good. Well, after practice, my mom was looking at me and she said, "Honey, there's something different about you." And she said, there's something different about you. And y'all know our moms, how they talk. "Young lady, what are your hearing aids?" And I said, "I don't know." And so we went to left field and center field and right field and first base to second base and third base and home plate, our dugout, third dugout, and guess what? We didn't find the hearing aids. And so we got back in the car and we're going home, and I'm excited because like now it's dinner time. We just had a snack, so it's time to eat dinner. And yet, when we get home, my mom says, "Oh, no. We're going to find these hearing aids." And so we walk to school and back home and back to school and back home. And then we landed at the kitchen table. And my mom said, "Your father and I cannot afford to keep buying you hearing aids because you lost them. You're going to have to learn how to live without them." Well, I will be honest. Since 3 years old when they found out, 5 years old when I got fitted into my first set of hearing aids, to second grade, I had no idea what I had just done. The things that my mom and dad had provided, the hearing aids that I wear, they provided me access to the world. They provided me an avenue to be able to hear. Well, I learned how to do something real fast. I learned how to read lips. So when I say that, most of the kids start talking like this, and I'm like, "Hey, I mean." So I learned how to read lips. I sat in the front row of every single one of my classes. Before we went to class, I would literally take the textbook and just read chapters, hoping that whatever I read, the teacher would talk about. And then the last thing I did, after every single class, I would go up and talk to the teacher. Because I know, how many of you guys have chalkboards? Oh my goodness. So, imagine this. We used to have chalkboards. I am that old. That's a shame. But when the teacher turned around to write on the chalkboard, I couldn't see their lips. And so after class, my teachers would have to fill in the blanks for every single word, sentence, that I couldn't hear. So we're not here to talk only about me today. How many of you guys are ready to have a conversation? So this is what I need. This is going to be a little challenging, but we're going to make it work. Because, I mean, obviously, we're in a sports arena. We're talking about the Olympics, and I play basketball. So we're going to make this work, all right? what I need on the count of three, people that are in the balcony, please just be careful. Maybe the front row don't stand up and everybody else do. But I need everybody to stand up on the count of three. Are you ready? Get yourself together. Because this is a group effort. On the count of three, we're gonna get up. Ready? One, two, three. Okay, everybody take a seat. So this is what always happens. And I know we have a lot of people in here. But this is what happens. We got the go-getters, right? You know what go-getters do. They just boom, just pop up. Like, that's what we want. And then we have the cool people that are like one, two, three, and it takes a moment, and then they kind of ease up. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the go-getters, all right? Are you ready? Ready? One, two, three, boom! So I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today. And this is where I want us to start. What does it say? Be? Say it like you mean it. Be? Yes. Look down at your feet. Put your feet together. I want you to look ahead. And while you see this backdrop, I want you to think about the backdrop of your life. See, it didn't take till second grade for people to tell me what I couldn't do, that I couldn't talk right, that I would never amount to anything in my life, that I would not be whatever it was that I wanted to be. So what I want you to think about is, what is it that you want for your future? When you look at this and you see the horizon, what does your horizon look like? Think about it. All right, have a seat. I love acronyms. Obviously, FFA is an acronym-ish, kind of, maybe not, I don't know. But when we think about BOLD, I think of four things, and we're gonna go through the acronym. But I was in seventh grade the first time I made my first goal. I remember sitting down, and I always have a notebook. I was sitting down at my desk in my room, and I was writing in my notebook. And all of a sudden, I tore the sheet. I ripped the page out, and I ran down the hall to my brother and my sister's room, and I said, "Hey, guys, I know what I want to be when I grow up." And they looked at me, and I'm like, what? And I gave them my piece of paper. And they said, "Oh, man, that's so cool. Have you told Mom? Have you told Dad?" And I ripped my piece of paper and I ran down the hall and I ran down the stairs. Because you know we have to make as much noise as we can possibly make. And I said, "Mom, Dad, I know what I want to be when I grow up." And I gave them the piece of paper. And they said, "If anyone can do it, you can. If anyone can do it, you can. If anyone can do it, you can." And on that piece of paper, I had written, "One day, I will be in the NBA. Not the WNBA, because we didn't have the WNBA. So my goal was to follow my father's footsteps, to be just like him. Believing in your dreams." Eighth grade, sitting down. Seventh grade, I made a goal, but obviously, I don't know what you guys think. But in seventh grade, how many of you guys have watched NBA games? All right. How many of you think that in seventh grade, I could have made it to the NBA? Thank you. Thank you for the hands. How many of you think that there's something about me that's different than most of the NBA, 100% of the NBA people that you see on the floor right now? Raise your hand. But if you don't believe in yourself, and you don't believe and what you're capable of and what you can accomplish, how do you expect anybody else to? But I will say, my parents sitting there and saying, if anyone can do it, you can, set me on a path that I never knew was possible. Because that happened seventh grade, eighth grade, sitting down, flipping through the channels. Oh, I know you guys have been here. There's nothing to watch on TV. And then I got stuck. Because on the screen was a pair of eyes glaring at me. And at the screen panned back and I got to see the backdrop. The only thing that caught my attention was this crazy lady stomping back and forth and yelling and screaming and a sea of orange. The University of Tennessee. The University of Tennessee and Pat Summitt, and I remember in eighth grade saying, man, if I can ever get good enough, I think I want to play for that crazy lady. But y'all, that's not the only thing. It was the first time I had seen women playing basketball on national TV. And it became something that I could aspire to be. So as I'm thinking and talking about my dream and my vision, what is your dream? When you're standing there and you're looking at the horizon, what is it that you want for your life? I heard Cole talk about leadership. I heard, let's get this, let's do this. I keep hearing about leadership. But in being a leader, you have to have a vision, you have to have a goal, and you have to be a go-getter to go and get it. So that's the B, the believe. The second one, the O. The O. Imagine a mansion. I know Halloween is coming up. Whether you celebrate it or not, it's still kind of scary at times. But I think about a mansion. What would you do if you had a mansion? Not you. What would you do if you went to a mansion and all of the doors were closed? You walk in the door, the first door, you walk in the front door, and the door to the left is closed, the door to the right is closed. You keep walking down the hallway, and all of the doors are closed. You go up the stairs, and all of the doors are closed. Y'all, that's sometimes each one of us. Somebody gives you an opportunity, or somebody says, hey, I think you'd be really good at this. Come and try it. And what do you say? Oh, no, I can't do that. I was talking to Jackson in the back. We were talking about singing, and I'm like, you know what? He was like, oh, I can't sing. And I'm like, honestly, I can sing when I'm by myself in my car with nobody else around. So shift your mindset. Open, be open to change for your life, for your vision, to be able to accomplish whatever it is that you want. So when I finished playing basketball, I remember while I was playing basketball, I always said I will never be two things. I will never coach, and I will never commentate. And that's what I just kept saying. Oh, when I get finished playing, I will never coach, and I would never commentate. Because I felt like most players, when they finish, they just go into coaching or commentating because it's like, oh, I don't really know what I want to do in my life, so I'll just do what I've done for the rest of my life. So I was adamant, I will never coach, and I will never commentate. Until ESPN called. And when the lady called the first time, she said, hey, Tamika, we really like you to commentate. And what do you think I said? What did I say? No, because I will never commentate. And she called the second time, and I said the same thing. I said, I'm so sorry. I really love what you guys do, and I think it would be awesome, but it's just not for me. But one of the other reasons why I felt like it was because I was scared. I went back to second grade and thinking about getting made fun of, oh my gosh, what if I don't hear something? Or what if I can't speak fast enough? Or what if I start stuttering? Did that resonate with you? Does that resonate with you when you have an opportunity, whether it's from your teacher or a coach or somebody in your circle, or even being here and being on this stage? Does it resonate with you and not doing something because you're scared? Anybody? Even to this day. But y'all, in being leaders, and being and doing and getting to that next level, it really is about being open to change. Open those doors, think about your own mansion, open those doors and get it. And then, of course, the L. Aren't they cute? I just wanted to find a picture that you guys might be like, aw, but it didn't work, so. Back to the drawing board, I'll find something different for tomorrow's. Thank you for letting me test it on you. Lead with and as I've been thinking about this, I kind of want to change this. Can I change it? Y'all give me permission? Repeat after me. Love. Love. First, then lead. Love first, then lead. I'm going to go back to Pat because I think this is important. From second grade all the way to my freshman year in college. Do we have any freshmen in college here? Second grade, do we have any second graders? Just kidding. Second grade all the way to freshman year in college, I went without wearing my hearing aids. And I remember one day after practice, Pat, that's right, Coach Summit, came up to me and she said, hey, Tamika, I want to talk to you in the locker room when you get finished. This is like the principal. This is like somebody that comes in. And I remember thinking, what did I do wrong? So I started going through my mind, thinking of all these different things that could have went wrong. And y'all, after I got done, you know, like walking down that long hallway? Walking down the hallway, going into the locker room, Pat Summit and our trainer, Jenny Moshak. And I looked at them both, and I'm like, okay, what is going on? But Pat said, you know what, Tamika, had a conversation with your mom. I'm like, oh, Lord, y'all know how that goes. Oh, what did my mom or dad say? And she said, I found out that you were born with a hearing disability. And I also found out that you have not worn your hearing aids since second grade. She said, one day, your story will impact thousands, maybe millions of people. I think you need to get back into wearing your hearing aids. And I remember in that moment thinking about leadership. The first thing I thought before that was, that lady really is crazy. Because I didn't talk to people. I didn't really hang out with people. Basketball was my sanctuary. But when Pat made that suggestion, I said, you know what? I'm going to get back into wearing them. And the only reason, one of the only reasons, is because when you have leaders and people that are around you that care for you and love you so much, you'll do whatever it takes to make sure. Not necessarily to keep them happy, But you know that they will only do and ask what they would do and ask. Every single day, coming into practice and being a professional basketball player, people always ask, what was your routine? What was your day like? What was it like being a professional basketball player? Can I just tell you guys something? How many of y'all like gym class? Maybe, maybe not. I always say being a professional athlete is like going to gym class. And how many of you guys would like to get paid to go to gym class? Who wouldn't? Hello. But every single day I had the same routine. Come in at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, not here. Come in, go down the ramp, stop the car. My faith is a big part of who I am. Say a prayer, get out of the car, walk down the hallway, get in the locker room. I'm always the first one there. Like to get my workout in, come back in, take a shower, then get ready for practice every single day. But you talk about consistency. In the sports world, in the team world, you can only be as good, and I don't want to say the weakest link, but you can only be as good as maybe that player on your team that's not as good. And so every single day, it really was about staying behind and making sure that that player had what they needed to be successful. So you ask me, why am I even talking about that? Because I want that to be you. Stand up if you're a leader. Everybody look around. Look around, take a look at this room. Every year that FFA has had the convention, 95th, this is your 95th anniversary. And every single year, a group of students gets selected to be here. Selected to be here. So when we think about bold and we talk about bold, and I talk about love first and then lead, don't you think that's what you do? One of the things you have to do in being a leader is you have to dare to be remarkable. Now, I don't know how many people, look around again. I don't know how many people are in this room. You guys can go ahead and have a seat. But what I do know is that in the WNBA, there are 12 teams. And on each WNBA team, there are, let's just say, there's 12 players. Some teams only carry 11 players. That's 144 people. 144. Every single place we go, and I love to see all the different flags and all the people that are represented in all of our states. 144 players, all of these states. If you go to every single place and ask, how many of you guys want to be a professional athlete? And people's hands go up. Well, the same thing here. You guys are part of an FFA contingency, a family. But there's a big world out there. A big world. When you think about being bold and daring to be remarkable, what makes you stand out from the person to your right and to the person to your left? What makes you different than the other, all the people that are in here? And not in a selfish way, not in a self-serving way. I would say more in serving others, serve self less, serve others more. What makes you different than the person that's to your left and the person that's to your right? I love this picture more so because I just feel like I just, like, it's tough. But that's what it takes to be a leader. 2001, remember driving down the court, dribbling down the court, right hand, in and out, cross half court, get all the way down, boom, jump stop, only to blink my eyes, open them, and realize I was laying on the floor looking up at the ceiling. Right ACL, gone. But I forgot to tell you, because freshman year, the WNBA came, so my goal changed from the NBA to the WNBA. Senior year is supposed to be great. Dribble in, out, boom, boom, get down, jump, stop, gone. Boom, just like that. Whew. I have yet, even after all this time, I know some of you guys weren't even born, the majority, have not looked at the video footage of that moment. Senior year, career done. Basketball season, that year, done. WNBA draft, 3 months later, what's gonna happen? Because seventh grade, the goal was to be in the NBA. Freshman year, the goal was to be in the WNBA. And now what? But it's cool. The story gets good. I get drafted here, so I've only been here my whole entire life, and train, and train, and train. What do you do when things don't go the way that you want them? Y'all are leaders. You are the future leaders, not of your states, not of your cities. You are the future leaders of our world. The world. What do? You stand up and you make yourself relevant. You make yourself valuable. You become remarkable. We're celebrating the Olympics, right? Y'all are like, yeah, I think that's what Cole said and everybody else. We're celebrating the Olympics, right? We are celebrating the Olympics. 2001, that happened. 2002, I get invited to the USA World Championship tryouts. Every 4 years, they have the Olympics. In between those years, they have the World Championships. And I went to the tryout, made the team, but that's not the point. The point is, somebody told me after the fact that the head coach of that team had asked, why was she even at the tryout? She tore her ACL last year. There's no way she makes this team. Have any of y'all ever had that happen to you? Your teacher, family member, friend, or maybe not so much friend, coach? Why are you here? Why? But in the moment that he made that comment, the story is somebody said there was a loud noise and he turned around and something had happened on the basketball court. But y'all, when you dare to be remarkable, these are things that you can't even dream of. So this is Rio, 2016, and my sister was like, I think you should just take one so that you don't lose the bag. So I only got one. She manned all of the medals. But can you imagine if you gave up? Can you imagine if you don't fulfill, when you were standing there looking at your horizon, the storm that come your way, if you don't weather them and you quit, that all goes away. Can I have somebody come up real quick? One, you, come here. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Yep. What's your name, hon?
Maddie.
Maddie, hi, Maddie. Can we put the medal on Maddie? All right, Maddie, it's heavy, though. All right. So, Maddie, can you read this out loud as you can? And the mic is here, so you might just don't blow my hearing aid out, okay?
Don't let your fear paralyze you. The scariest paths often lead to you to the most exciting places.
One more time.
Don't let your...
With more like...
Okay. Don't let your fear paralyze you. The scariest paths often lead you to the most exciting places.
Maddie, do you agree with that?
I do.
Give it up for Maddie. Can I take this off?
Please, I don't want to touch it. That's cold, man.
You can touch it.
Oh my God, that's heavy. What'd you get that for? Just basketball?
She asked me where I got it from. Was it basketball? Maddie, it's okay. Thank you, Maddie. Give it up for Maddie. So I'm going to leave you with this. Don't let your fear paralyze you. Go back to that beginning when you're standing on your horizon and your toes are at the edge and you're thinking about what your life is, where your life could be, should be, coulda, woulda, shoulda, woulda, wanna. Think about it. But don't just think about it, y'all. Write it down. Because every single day, write it down and put it somewhere where you will see it every day. I put mine in the bathroom on the mirror. And every single day that I woke up, and every single day that I was getting ready for school, I thought about what my goal was and where I wanted to be. You guys are going to change the world. And in being able to change the world, there's going to be a lot of things that cross your path. But what I do know, and I know what all your leaders here know, is that when you get through and you get to the other side, anything is possible. Anything is possible. So I want everybody to stand up on the count of three again. We're going to make a declaration. Maddie, come back up here for me. Maddie, come back. We're going to make a declaration. Everybody up on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. All right, Maddie. You ready for this?
No.
She said no. Are you ready? Is Maddie ready? Yeah. Yes, she's ready. I'm about to tell you. Patience, okay. Patience.
You're really tall. It's kind of
My teammates got so tired of me saying, I've come in some days and I just make up stuff. But one day I just kept saying, today is the best day of the rest of your life.
Today.
And then tomorrow when I see you, today is the best day of the rest of your life. And do you know why? Because we assume we're going to wake up every day, but we don't know. So, but I do know is that today
is the best day of the rest of your life. Oh, God.
All right? So I did write it down for you.
Okay.
So I'm also going to put this up. Are you ready? She's nervous, but you got this. I wrote it down for you.
Yeah.
See, that was nice. So this is what I want you to say. Today is the best day
of the rest of my life. I choose to be bold, believe, be open to change, lead with love, for dare to be remarkable.
And I know my handwriting is, I got doctor handwriting, but I'm not a doctor.
Okay. You're a basketball player.
That's right.
I got it that time.
Oh. All right, so you guys ready? She's going to lead this. One line at a time. Slow and powerful. All right, are you ready? Do you want to hold this?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it?
Today is...
Today!
Today is the best day of the rest of my life. I choose to be bold, believe, be open to change, lead with love, and dare to be remarkable. I choose to be bold.
Woo! So this is Maddie's declaration, but now we're going to get everybody else involved too, okay? So can you slow it down and y'all repeat after Maddie, okay? You got this? Yeah, you got this.
Today is the best day of the rest of my life.
Let's do that one more time. Let's do it with more like, we're going to end this, and our last line that we're going to say is, I choose to be bold. I choose to be bold, but I only want you to say it if you mean it. I choose to be bold. Are you ready, Maddie? Are you ready for this? On the count of three.
1, 2, 3.
I choose to be bold. All right, sorry, y'all. This is going to be the last time, but I need y'all to, like, end it with some excitement. I saw y'all dancing and doing all that, and people up here, and the choir singing. I choose to be bold, and I want you to go, woo, scream, dance, laugh, whatever you want, clap. But let's end it with some bang. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I choose to be bold.
Yeah! Thank you, guys. Thank you. God bless. And Maddie, one thing I want you to know, whenever you speak, always speak like that because that's the best way to get a standing ovation. Good job. Woo! Good job.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you.
Good job, Maddie.